Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. The Northfield Charter Commission will hold a special meeting this evening regarding the status of Commissioner Greg Colby. After a contentious start to his appointment to the commission last year, he didn't go through the normal protocol. Colby reportedly stopped showing up to the majority of their regular meetings. According to statute, if a commissioner misses four meetings in a row with no excuse, they can be removed as a commissioner. At the Charter's November 29th meeting, where Colby was present, they discussed at length whether his absences should be excused retroactively. Colby made a motion that the chair send a letter to the chief judge saying that she should disregard the letter that had been sent to her concerning his absences. Chair Heisler proposed to amend the motion to allow the commission to decide at that meeting to excuse his absences and forward that information to the judge. The motion passed 3-2, with Colby, Heisler, and Swift voting yes. Commissioners Lutescher and Oney voted no. However, on November 30th, the commission received an order by mail from the judge stating that Colby had been removed from the commission on November 27th. Consequently, he was no longer a commissioner at the time of that vote. The charter meeting begins at 6 p.m. at City Hall in the North Conference Room and is open to the public. Commissioners are appointed by a district judge after an application process. A Faribault man trying to pass another vehicle on icy roads ended up taking a flight to HCMC. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn reported his office responded to three personal injury crashes within a 30-minute period yesterday morning, along with a number of other vehicle-off-the-road calls. Just before 6:30 yesterday morning, deputies, Northfield Fire Rescue, and Northfield Ambulance responded to a two-car crash at Highway 3 and 145th Street East in Bridgewater Township. A 2001 GMC Terrain driven by 37-year-old Damon Nalon was traveling north on Highway 3 and attempted to pass a Dodge Ram pickup driven by 29-year-old Joshua Snedker when he lost control, hit the pickup, then slid into the west ditch and rolled numerous times. His injuries are believed to be non-life-threatening. However, he was cited for driving after revocation. Snedker was uninjured. Sheriff Dunn reminds the public to slow down in inclement weather. All these crashes, he said, could have been avoided. The building of a Quick Trip in Dundas isn't going to happen quickly. Dundas Administrator John McCarthy says the Quick Trip corporate office bids out their projects for the coming year in November, and this project was not on the 2019 list.
Because it hadn't been quite completed, but we are working with Quick Trip people. And we're having ongoing discussions. Basically, traffic management is the biggest concern.
They continue to hammer out details as both sides would like to see it happen. And with heavy, unmoving air, the MPCA issued an air quality alert yesterday, which remains in place through 6 o'clock this evening. Sheriff Dunn says no open burning is allowed, and he discourages campfires as well. News from around the state is next.